From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A leave of absence from his city hall duties takes effect today for Mayor George Peary. He's now the provincial candidate in the June 2nd election for the riding of Timmins. At potentially his final council meeting last night, Peary expressed total optimism for the future of this region.
We know that we've got a future that is really unavoidable because we've got what the world wants here in northeastern Ontario. And I think we've got a group of people, collectively, as citizens, that are totally engaged in that future.
Peary could complete his term as mayor should he be unsuccessful in what he calls his quest. He's on the record, however, saying he won't run for a second term as mayor. Audio of his complete unedited address from the council meeting is at mytimmonsnow.com. At the beginning of this municipal term, City Hall drew up a schedule of who would fill in for Mayor Peary whenever he's unavailable. Council will adhere to that schedule to fill the vacancy he leaves at the head of council for at least the next month. Councillor Michelle Boileau is acting mayor for the rest of May, then it's Councillor Kristen Murray. She'll be in the post until the current term ends in November, or if Peary doesn't win provincially, until he returns from leave. The leaders are often running on the Ontario election campaign, trying to garner votes. PC leader Doug Ford was in Brampton on day one, where he recommitted to building Highway 413. It would run across the northwestern part of the Greater Toronto Area. Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca countered that instead of spending the money on roads, he would instead put it into building schools. At a rally in Mississauga, NDP leader Andrea Horvath said her party is the only one that can defeat Doug Ford. Voters head to the polls on June 2nd. Grab a pencil. We're about to tell you how much your municipal tax bill in Timmins will be for 2022. City Council approved the amount last night. Based on the average residential property assessment of $182,000, you'll pay just over $3,400. That's $65 more than last year. Foul play is not suspected in the deaths of four officer cadets last week at Royal Military College in Kingston. The Department of National Defense says a coroner's investigation continues into the incident in which a vehicle plunged into Lake Ontario. The four cadets were scheduled to graduate soon. DND says no further information will be released until the coroner's report is completed. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.